Buying influence, persuading voters by forgiving student loans, influence on social media, networks excluding certain information, the government excluding certain information. It's all happening. Happens every day, but what do you do about it? Caitlin Sutherland is Americans for Public Trust Executive Director joining me now. Caitlin, good to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me.
You just released a report detailing another $100 million in dark money financing state ballot campaigns, of course. They will inject money anywhere, it seems, in an effort to win, to tip the scales in their favor, whether it's ethical, not ethical, legal, dubious. Am I wrong?
Yeah, and what we've been able to track here is that it's just not outside money pouring into these states. It's actually foreign dark money. We've been able to trace that a foreign national, a Swiss billionaire by the name of Hans-Jörg Wyss, has funneled hundreds of millions of dollars to a little-known group called 1630 Fund, and 1630 Fund turns around and has dumped $100 million across 25 states in ballot issue races. And Michigan alone has seen almost $35 million in this foreign-backed cash to change important public policy in Michigan.
So the Michigan voters being impacted, 1630 Fund, where does this $35 million go? What kind of places does it get injected?
So in Michigan, that money has been used to rewrite your state's election laws. It's been used to enshrine the right to an abortion in the state's constitution. It's also been used to try to enact policies where they may not have been able to succeed in the legislature, enact paid sick leave, which in theory sounds great. But the way that they went about it, it would have been an onerous burden on small businesses.
So it's spent on advertising, or where is it spent exactly?
Yeah, it's this foreign-backed cash is spent a variety of different ways. First, trying to get the issue on the ballot and then advertise to individuals that, hey, they need to go out and vote in support of a very specific issue that has been implemented in Michigan.
Any of those are any of those look, marijuana, abortion, you know, the left of center issues. I can figure out where this money has been spent to first collect signatures, which takes a lot of money. Signature collection's expensive, right? And then you got ballot initiatives they had to push on radio and television, the internet, so on and so forth. What about this election cycle? Is there any particular ballot initiative that you see coming or that could be, you know, powered by the 1630 Fund? I haven't seen much in ballot initiatives so far in Michigan, but maybe you have a better idea.
So not necessarily in Michigan, but right now they're actively funding ballot issues in Nevada, just a little bit south of you in Ohio. They're also funding ballot issues in Montana. So the fact that they count a foreign national as one of their top donors who has a net wealth of $5 billion, who can turn around and just pump these millions into your state. We're actively monitoring any sort of campaign finance deadlines to check to see if this foreign-backed cash is pouring into states. Because I do believe by the end of this year, we will be over $100 million from this fund trying to change the state's laws.
And that's just this fund. What are they going after in Ohio? What are they going after in Montana?
So in Montana and Ohio, very similar. They're using the Michigan playbook in Ohio and Montana, again, to change the state's election laws, to make them more radical, to make voter ID requirements weaker, to change the entire process. And why this is important is that foreign nationals are not allowed to influence our elections, right? It's illegal for foreign nationals to influence.
And yet they are. They're buying their way directly in. They're just paying their way in.
Yeah, exactly. There's this huge loophole in federal and most state laws that allow foreign nationals to fund ballot issues, right? Because they're not elections. So therefore, foreign nationals are allowed to influence them. It is a glaring, glaring loophole. And we have seen federal legislation being introduced just a couple weeks ago to close this important loophole. We're also seeing it being introduced in Ohio as well.
Why can we not get this to the Supreme Court? Pretty clear, if you influence ballot initiatives that impact voting and elections, There's a direct line A to B. There's no problem connecting the dots there. Why is this not in front of the United States Supreme Court?
Right? It sounds so simple that ballot issues have such an important impact on the state's politics. How can this be legal? Well, it's because ballot issues are not elections. Therefore, it's a glaring loophole. Even the FEC has ruled, hey, if you don't like it, change the law. So that's what we're seeing on the state level and federal level to say, treat ballot issues like candidates and super PACs. Foreign nationals can't contribute to candidates. They're trying to make it that you can't contribute to ballot issues as well, because you're correct. They have an overwhelming impact in the citizens of the state.
They certainly do. And in the future, what happens? Caitlin Sutherland, Americans for Public Trust. How do people find out about your organization and what you're doing to try to clean up the vote, if you will?
You can take a look at the report about this foreign-backed cash spending on ballot issues in your state at A Public Trust on Twitter. You can also check out our website, AmericansForPublicTrust.org.
AmericansForPublicTrust.org, a nonprofit there with Caitlin Sutherland. Greatly appreciate you, Caitlin, doing the hard work. It has to be done. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Greatly appreciate it. There you have it, Caitlin Sutherland. Man, they're just trying to buy it at every turn. Meanwhile, the globalists have been warning us about disease X, an unnamed, unknown pandemic they say could be 100 times worse than COVID. Of course they do. Fear-mongering. Now we read about the spread of H5N1, avian bird flu. Almost daily we're treated to stories about the spread of bird flu to livestock and now to people, and it's all going to kill us all. Is it real? Is it fake? I don't know. But what I do know is that you can protect yourself. You don't have to be fearful of any of this. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their new contagion kit, exactly what you need to have on hand to keep your family safe and keep peace of mind. No matter whether it's bird flu, COVID, or whatever they might throw at us, you're going to have the prescription contagion kit containing an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, Tamiflu. The kit also provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these medications. Rest assured knowing you have the medications you need to keep your family safe. Go to twc.health/Gruber. You'll save money, too. twc.health/Gruber today and order. Save money at the same time. Final thoughts in a moment. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.